If we could, we repeat that for the table.
That's okay.
Okay, and so if we could all stand and face the flag for the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And I take it you've already handled the roll call aspects of things as always. Okay, we have a public comment period for items on this agenda, but you'll have a further opportunity to speak on it later, but if there's some reason you need to speak on it first, up front, you can let us know. Anybody volunteering for that? Excellent, nobody volunteering. Next on the agenda is approval of minutes for September 27th. I did not see anything that I felt needed correction. Did anybody else see anything like that?
No, I did not either. So I will move to approve.
You're here to be a troublemaker. So it's your turn.
Absolutely.
Okay, so I move for approval.
Yep.
Unanimous?
Yep.
Yeah, okay. Absolutely.
Okay, and approval of today's agenda. Do you want to hold combined and delete any items? I'm good with today's agenda. You guys good too?
Agreed.
Okay, so I move to approve, and I guess we're unanimous here. And informational items. We're going to receive a report from, Las Vegas Valley Water District concerning well levels, Blue Diamond Water System, and other stuff. Jordan, you're somewhere around here. It must be your turn.
Good evening, Jordan Bunker with the Water District. The wells were read on November 20th. Both wells currently have a water level of just around 12 feet below land surface, so that's about a half foot higher than they were last month and about 11 feet up from where they were November of last year, which continues to be good news. It's wonderful.
Excellent.
The system remains in stable condition. We did have a main break about 10 or so days ago, and Aaron will give a quick briefing on that.
So approximately 8:15 on November 19th, our operations department saw signs on our SCADA system that there was a leak affecting approximately 18 properties up on Matarango, Minder, Montana, and Mariah Circle. We were able to dispatch an operator out here. They arrived a little bit after 9 p.m., and they started isolating that leak. Our distribution crew was also dispatched to head out this way. We wanted to say thanks to Kathy Klein-Smith and to Jennifer for calling it in as well and for telling us exactly where it was at. The repairs took approximately 8 hours. We do appreciate the community's patience while they made the repairs. We were very fortunate it happened kind of late at night with minimal amount of water usage. And so hopefully nobody was really impacted too severely. Thank you.
Yep.
That's one of the great things. We can call residents in here and find out exactly where it's at, or residents call and tell us exactly where it's at. And that really speeds up the process.
Good.
Great. Anybody comments or questions for these gentlemen? No? I'd have to say it is pretty awesome after a long time of downward trending well levels to see something this exciting, you know. So,
yeah.
Mary,
awesome.
Did you say it was 12 feet below water level?
Below land surface.
Below land surface.
Below
yeah.
land surface.
Water level is always at the water level.
Yeah. The little is what it is.
I'm learning. I don't have any of this in Sandy Valley.
All right, thank you, gentlemen. Appreciate it. Keep up the good work. So report from Metro, but do we have somebody from Metro?
I don't see anything.
I don't see anybody from Metro, so I guess we could discuss it ourselves, but I don't have anything to report. Do you?
No, it's their report, so
okay.
We're not going to report it.
Well, it says for discussion, so I thought we could discuss it.
Okay.
Report from BLM regarding current and upcoming projects, updates on the Legacy Bike Trail, information on the Red Rock National Conservation Area, and other updates.
Good evening, everyone. My name is Braden Gard, the Assistant Field Manager for the Red Rock Sloan Field Office. Couple exciting updates if you're a recreationalist is we had Great Basin Institute do quite a bit of trail work. If you've been out, there's quite a bit of damage from the rain, the snow, the tropical storm, all of the 2023 word unprecedented weather events that we had. So if you're out there, there's been a lot of work done on those trails. So if you see a ranger or someone out there, say thank you. Something really exciting for this community is we finally got a draft from the Cottonwood Valley Trail System Recreation Area Management Plan that you all have probably heard about for a year and a half now. So we have a draft back now. Our outdoor recreation staff is making a few changes, and that will go out for another public comment period. It looks like that's going to be both a virtual and probably an in-person type meeting. But we'll keep you all posted on when those meetings are in regards to those. The Legacy Trail right now, phase one, we have a draft of an environmental analysis. Right now that's sitting with Fish and Wildlife for a Section 7 consultation, which they have a 30-day window to respond with. Unfortunately, we'll get that 30 days comes to an end right in time for the holiday season. So really that 30 days will turn into a bit longer due to some of the staffing. There, phase two, we have a project development plan in place. The contractors are working on a categorical exclusion to do geotechnical exploration of that area. And then if you take the draft of the categorical exclusion and basically just take a step back for each phase, that's kind of where we're at. So phase three is getting that project development plan ready. And then phase four, we had the very initial and they're drafting that project development plan. Other than that, we have the La Madre Foothills Recreation Area Management Plan, which is the northwest part of Las Vegas, or kind of the central east part of Red Rock Canyon. That is also going to have a draft soon that'll go out for another batch of public comments as well. We'll keep you all informed there. We have a couple cool things going on. Friends of Red Rock Canyon, Southern Nevada Conservancy, and our interpretive park rangers put together like a native holiday plant display in the visitor center. Other than that, I don't think Siler's here, so something he always reminds people of is to make sure you lock your cars, stay safe out there, and then looking at, if you've noticed, it looks like the skid row has been closed down. And our law enforcement's been really responsive to some of that leaching that you've seen on BLM lands as well. So that's end of report unless there's questions.
I was going to ask about that just because I know NDOT went in and barricaded that all off. And then driving down yesterday, there was probably 30 vehicles just on the side of the road, just horizontally parked now. So is there an effort to start, you know, enforcing that to get them out of there? Because they've essentially just moved down.
Yeah.
And now I feel like they are now in either yours and or in BLM's jurisdiction and or Metro's jurisdiction where they can enforce to have them moved. So I know they're not at, we're by the reservoir, but everybody's just moved down a couple spots. And I guess with that being said, are there any future plans to possibly expand camping to maybe get a better solution than just moving everybody out or providing more camping opportunities for these people that do come visit?
Yeah, so there's often the campground isn't full, so it's not an access of camping that's the problem.
Okay. Yeah, I was curious on that because I know somebody had implied that
yeah.
time of year it does tend to fill up, but I guess if it isn't full. And
I spot checked a couple times because I thought that was the problem
okay.
too.
Yeah.
Every time I have checked, there have been spaces. But.
Okay. Well, that's good to know. Then,
free.
So
it's not free. It's not free. No.
Yeah.
Well.
That's
yeah.
So and then I don't know what Metro and BLM law enforcement are planning.
It is BLM law enforcement. That area will be theirs. They are spread very thin.
Yeah.
But I'm sure
yeah.
they will be hitting it when they can.
Okay.
So
there's signs that say no parking.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Along that whole stretch.
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah.
where that
range.
Big Red Rock sign is. That would be the Red Rock Canyon boundary.
Okay.
Right past that, the gun club.
Okay. Well, this is before it, so.
It's in front of the gun club.
Yeah, this is like, yeah, right out in front of the gun club. It's just basically a rock
throw
away from a rock
cliff. Is
yeah.
their private property.
They're parking on
the
county?
No, and the gun club. Desert Sportsman, that's their private
They
property,
own out
so.
The right-of-way?
No.
They own across the right-of-way. Their property is huge. You wouldn't believe. It goes
right.
across the highway all the way almost up to the December.
Right, like they own that model airplane field,
mm-hmm.
for
okay.
instance.
So, yeah, that's their private property. So, we actually, our office got a call from them yesterday or today.
Okay.
So,
But people are parking in the right-of-way, though.
Well, either way, yeah.
Not necessarily.
Cause
it's a gray area.
It's a gray area.
On that private property, it's a gray area because...
Because the gun club has a fence. They fence their property off, which you'd think they'd have to so people don't wander onto gun ranges, for instance.
Well, they know where their property lines are, believe me. So we're going to work with them on that.
Okay.
So they did put in a complaint about it as well.
Oh.
Okay.
They've been complaining about it for a while.
Okay, okay.
I want to say something to Katrina Williams, field manager, Red Rocks and Field Office. I spoke to BLM law enforcement as well. So the campers are getting slick too. So they're like timing everything as far as camping goes. So law enforcement is going out doing checks for camping, and then as soon as they leave, like the campers are coming out. Like law enforcement is going out like late at night to look for campers, and they're waiting till like after midnight and coming out and camping.
Yeah.
So that's some of the issue. So we're trying to figure it out.
Okay.
But they're getting slick. Mm-hmm. So.
Right.
But they are clearing out. I mean, the pause, because I looked at it and I was like, oh man, this is even worse.
Mm-hmm.
So when I go to the school there at 6:20 and pass by there, it's, you know, there's tons of cars. But within a couple hours, they do leave. They're not like before they were what it was a homeless camp in Canada,
right.
basically. So at least they're not there setting up camp for weeks. I mean, it is basically cleared out within a few hours. So I guess that's some improvement.
I think you should put some signs up that inform them that there's camping up the street.
Oh, they know.
To put them on the fence.
They know. They know because they go there to get their water. They know.
Yeah, I've heard that they do that. They go up to use the facilities,
yes.
but they won't rent the space, which it's $8 a day.
Is it really?
That's all it is, yeah. It's not expensive.
I'm thinking maybe I'll camp there tonight and just see what happens.
Right?
Camp is 33.
Don't use that Albertson's bathroom either. It's disgusting.
Yeah.
Just telling, warning everybody right now.
Terrible's isn't that great either.
Yeah.
No,
it's...
Actually, the Albertson's bathroom, they redid it a while ago. It seems to be in pretty good shape these days.
I think it just gets heavily
yeah.
trafficked.
Not about 9 in the morning.
Oh. Actually, I didn't realize that was part of the ecosystem over there.
Yes, it is.
Okay, so have we discussed that enough?
Yeah,
and,
yes.
And,
yeah.
and then our next one was a report from BLM law enforcement, but we don't have anybody from BLM law enforcement. And we seem to have...
We did their report. Mark.
We did that for them, so we would like credit for that for next time. And now, Megan, it's showtime for you for
the
report.
There's
County
a thing about BLM law enforcement.
What?
Law enforcement agent Mike Seiler is going to be retiring. Did you say that?
No.
Yeah. So somebody else will be coming out probably the next meeting. So I don't know who that is. But yeah. So
are you guys allowed to retire from?
Apparently so.
Yeah, PERS, baby. Oh, you're not PERS.
No. PERS.
PERS. Is that the federal one? PERS.
So somebody else will be reporting soon. So FYI, we'll introduce him or her when they come out. Yep.
All right.
Thank you, Katrina.
All right. So for my report, I was going to bring the meeting calendar and totally spaced it because I was working on something else. So sorry, we'll have that in January. We usually do it in January anyway. I'm just trying to get a jump on it. So I have it done.
Public Works maintenance stuff. They should have, you should have seen them out in Calico Basin.
Yes, I was
going to
say thank you for getting that stuff together.
It's the damage from that storm was so extensive, and Public Works, they've been doing everything they can to get to stuff. It's just, the list is long. They are having hiring problems. So if you know anybody that wants to work for the county, it's not bad. They can't seem to hire people that want to work. It's a struggle. So they're working on that. The one other thing that you had contacted me about in Calico Basin, just like everywhere, tumbleweeds are crazy right now. A couple people in Calico Basin had contacted me about vacant properties and tumbleweeds on them. So I contacted BLM Fire, and they went out and did a drive-by, and it's not at a point where they find it to be a fuels hazard.
Really?
I talked to them today.
Wow.
But we understand there's a concern, so we are going to work together, the county and BLM, to draft a letter to send to everyone in Calico Basin and let them know, hey, here's how to be, you know, fuel safe, and suggestion that they can clean it up, but it is not at the point where it's mandatory.
You know, the funny thing, though, is that if you mitigate that stuff, let's say before it goes to seed, I mean, right now it's a little late in the season for that since there's no seeds left on them, but I know for me and for other neighbors I've talked to, we've all gotten hip to, you know, harvest as early as possible so that instead of a tumbleweed this big full of seeds, you have a tumbleweed this big full of seeds. And then after a couple of years of that, you can get rid of the hazard because you've really gotten rid of most of the seeds. Like next year, I'm expecting it to be pretty bad because there's so much stuff out there.
So it may be frustrating that your neighbors have tumbleweeds, but it's not a fuel hazard. Okay. So we can't hit them with that.
So we should water them this year so that they're next year so that they get
bad. Maybe it's not dry enough?
They aren't to the point where it's an imminent hazard. Of course, if someone drove by and threw out a cigarette, you know, but no, I talked to Tomas Gonzalez.
Yeah, yeah.
And he said that they will look at the BLM parts and see if something cleanup needs to be done, but it's not something where they find it to be an emergency.
Maybe we get one car
to put
a tumbleweed out.
Maybe
gone.
And oh, sorry, that's all.
Thank you for checking into that.
Yep, that's all I got, unless you have questions for me.
Okay, no questions? All right, now we're moving on to the planning and zoning portion of this meeting. Do I read all of these at once, or do we read all of these at once?
Do you
want to
present them all at once, or do you want
to... Yeah, it'd be easier presenting.
Okay.
Where do you want me to be? So I could...
Want me to move?
Right there, I think, is okay. Or
you stand right here.
Is that okay, guys?
That's a good spot there.
I can move. Perfect. No, that's okay, Gigi.
Okay, so you want me to read this stuff out first, then, for the record?
Yes.
Okay, so this is 1SC230740BSR 6276 LLC et al. Ranch at Red Rock 3 LLC for street name change to change the name of Rancho Cielo Street, Shovel Springs Avenue, and Sandstone Springs Road to Bonnie Springs Road, located between Bonnie Springs Road and Red Rock Springs Circle, generally located on the south side of Bonnie Springs Road, 550 feet west of Gunfighter Lane within Red Rock.
So for the others, just read the SC and then just the first sentence, the street name change to change.
Okay.
Since everything else can be the same.
Okay.
Number two, SC.
Okay, so number two, SC-23-0741-BSR 6276 LLC et al. At ampersand... Ranch at Red Rock 3 LLC. Another street name change, but I don't need to read the street name.
Just read that sentence. You don't need to read where it is.
Street name change to change the name of Red Rock Springs Circle to Bonnie Springs Circle, located south of Sandstone Springs Road. That was one?
Right.
Okay. Number three, WS-23-0739-BSR.
It's the same owner, so you can just go to the waiver, Sanders.
Okay. waiver of development standards to reduce width of private streets and design reviews for the following. One, single family residential development. Two, preliminary grading for a hillside development, slopes greater than 12%. And three, finished grade on 64.0 acres in an RU zone in the Red Rock Design Overlay District.
Next one.
And number four, TM-23-500155-BSR6276, same owner, so I can stop there and just go. A tentative map consisting of 18 lots and common lots on 64 acres in an RU zone in the Red Rock Design Overlay District.
That's good, yep.
Okay, good evening, and thank you.
It's a lot.
My pleasure to be here. My name is Bob Gronauer. I am representing the property owner and developer on Bonnie Springs. I was up here a couple years ago, a few years ago, when we came in initially, when my client was coming in to purchase the property. As we said, we were taking down the Bonnie Springs development, and we came in with a residential slash a little bit of commercial development that we were proposing. The property is here, as you know, in the area here. There's been a lot that's been done over the last couple of years. We've been working with the various state agencies, local agencies on all type of development issues. My client has been working with conservation groups and bringing people out from UNLV, experts and so on, to make sure we keep the conservation in this area. This is about, as you mentioned in your beginning of your spiel, that this is about 64 acres of property. When we came in a few years ago, we could build like 32 homes on the property. We were coming in with 22 lots. Because of the revisions of the plans, the developer now is coming in with 18 lots total. So the game plan is going to be about 16 homes. These are custom homes. Obviously, we're built from ground up with different developers. Currently, there are about three lots that are sold right now. One of the lots is going through a permitting process right now. I believe it's the Blue Heron is doing a custom home that will be on one of these lots. So the reason why we're here is because we're making a couple changes and finalizing some stuff. So I'll go through the first two applications here about the street name change. So getting into the development, as you come in off of Bonnie Springs Road, what you see here, what I call, is like you have the three streets. These are the three streets that you mentioned, Rancho Cielo, we have Shovel Springs Avenue, and Sansone Springs Road. What we'd like to do in our tentative map, and you'll see the road, it's continuously goes Bonnie Springs Road, and it comes into this way, into this area here. We like to just keep it as Bonnie Springs Road in this area. It makes sense. I'm just going to use common sense for me. If I'm driving on Bonnie Springs Road and I'm turning down this way and still staying on the same street, it's easier to be on Bonnie Springs Road instead of changing from Bonnie Springs Road to another road to another road before you get there. So to me, hopefully the common sense makes sense for all of us. The second street name change is within the development here. One of the things that my client's been working with is with the Bonnie Springs family, and one of the things that he'd like to do is keep that Bonnie Springs name, and so we're changing the street. I think it was like Red Rock Springs Circle to Bonnie Springs Circle. So that would be essentially once when you get into the guard gated area here, within the circle here, this is Bonnie Springs Circle. They've been in contact with the family, and obviously, and the family is supportive of us keeping the Bonnie Springs name. So that's item one, is to take away these three streets that are here and keep Bonnie Springs Road. And I'll show you when I flip it over to the tentative map as it connects into the development. And then the second street name change is to allow this to be Bonnie Springs Circle. So if I can... So, again, just going through the street name change. So this would be the new road alignment coming in here that we'd like to keep as Bonnie Springs Road. And then as you get in here in the circle of the development. All these lots are over 2 acres in gross, or some that are 3 acres, etc. With respect to, we have a grade change. If you're familiar with the property, it slopes west to east about 80 feet. In the area here between lot 12 and 13, we have a fill in this area up to 14 feet, a little bit more, 14 plus, but we have got to get a notice at 15 feet in this area that staff is recommending approval of. There is a design review, and we had this approved previously for the slope analysis because we're on the hillside ordinance. Mm-hmm. So we're going to be in compliance to the hillside ordinance. There is a condition in the staff backup, which we're okay with, that says that we got to come in for our final plans for each lot. And on each lot, we will show you that we're in compliance to the hillside ordinance on the final grading plan. So staff is in support of that. The other item that we have on item number three is a waiver of development standard to allow the street width to be 24 feet with 8-foot shoulders of gravel on each side. And that would be on the street here, which is Bonnie Springs Road in this area. And also interior would be a 24-foot wide pavement with 8-foot of gravel on both sides. We worked with Public Works. Public Works was totally fine with this. Then they told us to go work with Air Quality Control. I think we submitted information in there to Air Quality Control is okay with this. And we've been working with the fire department to make sure that they're okay with it. And we've had zero opposition or resistance on that. And so they're supportive of us having the road at 24 feet with the 8 feet on both sides. So you still got a 40-foot right-of-way, but that 8-foot path in that area gives you the ability to walk and do other things in the area. So the tentative map is the fourth item, and that is for the lots that we're proposing here. As I said, in this scenario, it will be for 16 homes, and we have some open space in for the commercial area that's up in the front area that we've always been showing. And we'll be coming in and sharing all that for that development. But
And do what for all that?
We'll be coming back for our reviews and so on. But that being said, we're excited for the development. It's been a long process. We've been doing a lot of work behind the scenes with all of our consultants. It's not like nothing's been done. The good news is we finally feel like we're there. You know, we've put some pavement down in the interior, so we've been working with Public Works and the county, and they've been great to work with. So we've just been dotting a lot of I's and crossing some T's out here, and hopefully you'll start seeing something being developed here in the next several months as we get ready to get rocking and rolling. So appreciate your support of the application. I'm here to answer any other questions that you might have.
Well, I have one question. This is going to be gated?
Yes.
And where will the gate be?
It will be in this area right here.
I see, before the extension of Red Rock Road becomes Red Rocks.
Yeah.
Bonnie Springs Road becomes Bonnie Springs Circle.
Correct.
So in a sense, the average public doesn't really care because they're not going to be on your roads per se.
No, they're not in here, no, unless you're coming for a destination for a lot. You're going to come off this area in here and go right into our residential property.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
What's the name of the development?
We've had a few names.
The
Reserve at Red Rock Canyon. We've gone through like four different names over the last couple of years, so I want to make sure. Okay, yeah, it's the Reserve at Red Rock Canyon.
That might be Bonnie Springs. So.
We had that. It's been going through a lot of...
In the beginning, it was Bonnie Springs.
Yeah, in the beginning, it was Bonnie Springs. It was Red Rock something. And so this is... we had to check again because I want to make sure. It's through the marketing process of what we're dealing with. So.
What are the existing homes in relation to just... So
yeah, good question.
Layout of where...
Yep.
That's a very good question. Oh, there we go.
Right there.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, the home's right there.
I see.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've been working with Bonnie and April and then Alan on the drainage and actually fixing their issue that they've had for years. So with this development here, we're actually going to finally take those houses that were in the flood zone out of the flood zone and get them the water into the more natural wash. So we've been working with them quite a while now.
I do have one question with regards to adhering to the Red Rock overlay with regards to screening, landscaping. I just didn't see in comments that it mentioned the overlays. It just...
Because it's not necessarily for these. For the things you're asking for, the overlay doesn't come into it.
Okay.
But I can tell you the Blue Heron house and the other one, Blue Heron came in and had a meeting with me.
Okay.
And we reviewed the plans to make sure they were in compliance with
okay. I just noticed that the comment had referenced Title 30 of, 30.64, more that landscaping versus our overlay requirements. So that was my concern. So as they come in.
It's not that much different.
Yeah, I'm sure it isn't. But just, I just wanted to make sure that was, so that will be on a lot by lot basis that.
And we have CC&Rs, and they're fairly restrictive. Joel Lobb, who is the developer here, is a big conservationist person, and he's making sure that the area stays as natural as possible, along with the design standards and guidelines that he's proposing.
Okay.
So he has a consultant out from California that has put together all the design guidelines, and they're in line and actually even in some instances more restrictive than Red Rock Overlay District.
Okay.
So does that mean you eliminated all the common area water features they originally proposed with the streams and the lakes? And
they're still there.
They're still there.
They're still there.
Yeah.
You have three ponds. One upper pond that drains to the next pond, and you have a waterfall that goes to a lower pond, and it's just on both sides of that entrance roadway in.
They're still planning on doing like a boutique hotel on that front piece. And what's the relation from that to the private lots? Is there
I would guess it's lot 18, right?
Yeah, it's lot 18. Yeah, it's lot 18, and that is like the little boutique and then like amphitheater that they're looking to propose in that area. It's a boutique hotel, a restaurant in there, along with a couple of cottages or whatever. Mm-hmm.
Right. You were going to be tonight's troublemaker, Greg.
I know. I mean, mine was the gate. I guess the only other thing I had, and it doesn't really, I mean, only because it's roads, is not roads, but R-O-A-D-S, is the street lights. But are you going to light the streets?
No, there's no light pollution.
Yeah.
Joel doesn't. These things are, you have a floor area ratio. These things are fairly restrictive of the building mass and everything. So this thing is supposed to blend in within the canyon is the goal.
So public access is Blue Diamond Road up to the circle. And where is lot 18? Lot 18 is before?
This is lot 18.
Right next to the houses, right?
Yeah.
This is the houses here.
Yeah,
and
this
is
lot
18.
Okay,
all
right.
Could you show me?
Yeah.
He's showing it right there.
That's
right
lot
there.
18 here. And then the houses are over here. And this is the highway out here.
Lot 18 is quite large there.
Yeah, it's like over 15 acres,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah, it is approximately net 13, gross 15. Right?
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
15.8.
And is lot one going to essentially just be an addition to that commercial space as well? Okay. Okay. Which this is lot one. Right here. It's kind of this odd little shaped lot.
Is there any restrictions on
that? Yeah, because I've got part of the trails inside. Or as Joel mentioned, that they're going to be equestrian use.
And are there any, I would assume that you're, in a gated community, you're probably putting walls up on the backside as well, or no?
No, it's going to be within the Red Rock Overlay requirements, and the requirements we're putting in the CC&Rs, it's to be open.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because there's already equestrian use from the Levinson already.
Right,
they already have their trails back there.
Yeah, no, I was just curious if any of these were going to be able to, people do what they do, but access the trails from the back door, non-official trails from there, because obviously you can ride all Conrad,
right.
So I was just curious if that's going to be something that you guys will keep an eye on as well as far as trail development goes.
Yeah, and we're working with Joel as well on, having some trail access we're going to be, I think, does the plan cover the Cottonwood Trail? Which plan is?
The Cottonwood Valley would include this area. And I don't, I mean, when that plan started, that was quite a while ago, so we'll have to look in what the final draft
sure.
said.
Well, I know there's access. I'm just,
but, yeah, I mean, there's primarily,
like
primarily
cut right out of your yard. I mean, that's like,
yeah.
That
yeah.
would be hard to resist.
Yeah, it
would be. See, that's the valley, so.
Yeah.
Are they all going to be like on a community well?
They all go,
yeah.
There's
they're
central
going to be able to monitor their use and
right
abuse and all that?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, we've been working with the state engineer, everybody at the state, and we have way more water than we're going to be using.
So
that's good news.
Has the well already been drilled for that?
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We're providing two reservoirs for reliability and redundancy. So if you have any maintenance on one, you'll have another one that will be active for providing fire protection and domestic use.
Cool. Okay, any further comments on this?
Is Station 80, is the station here going to be supporting?
The fire?
Yeah,
the fire department.
Yeah,
80
is the one here.
Yeah. I would presume so, if
yeah.
this is the closest
okay.
one.
Yeah, for when it's staffed, they'll be, otherwise it'll be 66 or 28 coming from somewhere.
Yeah, that's
so
a long drive.
It's a long drive.
Yeah.
Yeah, hopefully they've got, I mean, I don't know.
And 80 is not staffed.
80 is not staffed very often, no. I would be.
It's just going to be for insurance. I'm just, you know.
Yeah, I would think that
there's
if you build something
issues.
That big, you're probably putting sprinklers in it.
I was going to say.
Yeah,
that.
That's true.
Though, plans,
they are, you're right.
You know,
they are
yeah.
going to be sprinkled.
Floor
yeah,
plans.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're going to be sprinkler views or big floor plans
mm-hmm.
that they're going to be providing.
Yeah.
I think there'll probably be less chance of fire with this than what was there before.
Right.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
True.
That's true.
That's
yeah.
actually, yeah.
We had the opportunity to ride our horses through there before they knocked down Old Nevada. Joel let us ride our horses out there, and it was a little scary.
Yeah.
The rattiness of it.
Pretty
yeah.
dry, yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, I was shocked.
Hmm.
Okay.
I thought that was charming. They call it that char.
Oh, it's charming. Yeah.
Okay.
I don't have any further questions.
So, anybody want to make a motion on
this? Let's handle it one at a time.
Yep. I'll
so
go ahead and I'll.
Can I ask one quick question?
Yeah.
What's the normal width of a two-lane road when you're asking for a
it depends on well what type of road. So residential is going to be about 36-ish, 40. 34.
Yeah,
36.
Yeah.
36 is your
yeah.
normal.
So why
for paving.
Why do you want to change it to 24?
Because in I don't want to submit and speak for the BLM per
I
want se, to
say
but
it's 30 now.
Yeah, but in my understanding is we don't need the road width, and adding more paving there goes against the overlay district policies.
A bridle path.
Yeah, the
better,
24
right?
it
yeah.
gives it a more rural feel to have it.
Yeah.
It would really mimic better than having
it's
a standard line street line. Section.
Yeah, and then that's we got 8 foot of gravel on both sides.
Kind of,
that's
yeah.
where you have
pretty
a horse trail and walking path and all that. So
that's exactly
yeah, we've
that.
Got 24 feet basically.
Long
yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
You said
yeah,
that
yeah. What he said is, for the record, so the Bonnie Springs Road that's
there's
in existence,
8 foot off the...
that is exactly the road width that we're
yeah,
at.
Yeah, 159 all
right.
the way in.
Right,
that's just 24 feet wide.
Uh-huh. But there, but no 8 foot shoulders on Bonnie Springs.
No, they don't have 8 foot shoulders. Correct. But we will have 8 foot shoulders going in our community.
So will the road coming off 159, that is Bonnie Springs, is that private then all the way so you can control
yes.
all the hydrants?
Yes. Yeah,
there?
we got that through BLM and Clark County. We worked a couple
that's
years
that's
ago.
I know the county.
Say that again.
I said, is that private land from the 159 the minute you turn on Bonnie Springs Road?
No, it's
no.
not private.
But we maintain it, though.
Right.
It's
that's
private,
right.
It's
not
public,
vacated.
Yeah,
right.
Public Works was required through BLM to maintain it, and then we ended up somehow, some way through this process, maintaining the road
right.
for Bonnie Springs.
But it's not private. But it's a right of way.
It's not
it's a public, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
It's
so
public right of way.
I'm just saying because I have a mom that has a property in Calico.
Thanksgiving was shocking.
You know it. That's
yeah.
our busiest time of the year.
So is that
there.
Something they have to worry about?
Yes, and Joel knows that.
It was shocking.
That they're going to get the same thing once that place is open. All the people that are visiting Las Vegas are going to turn, are going to come and go, what's going on out here? And they're going to turn around that road. And so that's going to be an issue.
Yeah, you added
for
another
sure.
stop.
For sure.
Make it so appealing.
Right?
Well, it was crazy.
But maybe they'll go visit the restaurant and the bed and breakfast.
The amphitheater.
The amphitheater. Go see a show.
Yeah.
A rock, like... Big Jagger?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Okay, why don't we start with the tentative map?
All right, I will move to approve TM 23-500155. I vote to approve the tentative map.
Does that need a second?
No, it does need a second, but
okay,
we need
a just
vote.
A vote.
I'll go to
all in favor?
Approve.
All right, so now let's do the waiver.
All right, I will move to approve.
Waivers, sorry.
Move to approve waiver 23-0739 along with the attached design review. I move to approve that.
Approve. Yes.
Yes.
All right. So now on the street name changes, just so you know, staff did recommend denial on those, and I will just give you my little 2 cents here because I did street naming and addressing for the county for 4.5 years. So the reason staff is recommending denial is because they're considering Bonnie Springs Road a duplicate, even though it's an extension of the same road. That's the reason for the denial.
Yeah.
It's.
What do you mean, duplicate? What do you mean?
Because it already exists and it's continuing. So they're saying, no, that road already exists. You have to pick a different name. It's a... Well, I don't want to say it's ridiculous, but it's a little bit of a silly argument that it, because it's the same road.
This is the extension part, and we're not having
right.
to do with the
so is it so not continuous? And it's
it
a,
is continuous.
It is
continuous.
Right.
So
I don't get it.
It just changes direction.
Mm-hmm. It changes direction,
no,
and,
yeah,
and
considering
the,
it as separate.
Right.
Are you changing
right.
the alignment?
Well, they may have to work on Town Center.
That's
confusing.
Or Rampart and Durango and Fort Bethany.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to put that out there because if you go back and see that it says denial, that's the reasoning. And if you go by just like the code, changes direction, technically it should be a separate name. This is a little bit of
well,
a different situation.
Well, that upsets people.
Okay. But this,
that's what I said earlier.
This
I
is why, right, I know. But this is why we have it so that they come and ask for
right.
it. So that the people who make the rules can stand by their rules.
Yeah.
And they can come in and ask for an exception in this case.
But they don't
so.
Have a problem with Road and Circle. That's okay. Like Rancho
no,
Road
like
and
either.
Rancho Circle.
They don't
they
like
don't,
that.
Well,
it,
there is Rancho Road and Rancho Circle.
Well, it's already
yes,
named. That was
but
their
just
big
someone
thing.
Else does it's, Cliff, are you going to do
it? I don't.
No. If it's the same thing. It's the same argument for both.
Okay.
Because it's a duplicate.
I do not concur.
And that's your prerogative. But I just wanted you to have all the facts.
All right. So
and I concur with it, too.
Yeah. Moving forward, I will move to approve SC 230740 along with SC 230741.
All in favor?
Aye.
All
right. Yes.
All right.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you very
You're
much.
Thank you.
Happy holidays.
Same to you.
Same to you. Okay, general business.
Sure.
Stephanie, did we were on to comments by the general public. Did you have something that you wanted to bring up in this section?
You know what I asked? I asked Braden. It was about the camping extension
oh,
on that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you, though.
What about roads? ROADS.
What about ROADSs?
Our paving, so... Do we need to get, that's not it, right? Or is that it? Did we
I think
did we get our paving done?
I think they're referring to the mirrors in the Southwest Gas
like
project.
Our hodgepodge of roads. I don't know who's in charge of that and who's...
Southwest Gas would be in charge of that.
But
so
I think,
if you're not
so the water district is, they're good. They're done, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they left. I don't
They
don't
are
know.
Done.
I don't know because they don't go through us.
Well, when they were,
so,
when
yes,
Southwest,
Chi-Chi has something to say. You know something?
Can you just send somebody from Public Works and take a look at what these roads look like and make sure
they
that
have
these guys, out. These guys are doing what you, they think they're supposed to do because they're right. There is.
It's very dangerous. So I'm on my little scooter.
There's a lot of patches.
There's a lot of like
it's
very dangerous sections.
It
so,
is a quilt for
I'm
sure.
I'm pretty sure the county, I think there was probably a bond, and so that the county has to sign off to release their bond. I don't know those rules, but I will find out and I will absolutely let you
well,
know.
Before
they're demobilizing out of that yard, so
yeah.
They're done. And they got a little bit more work to do in the back street. But you know, so before the holidays, and then we don't have a conversation until February, and then everybody gets paid and everybody says it's done. You know, I really think, you know, I would suggest to tell them to drive through there and make sure, because the water district did a really good job.
It's worse now. Than
now the
yeah.
gas company went in and cut up everything the water district did.
Well, when they were here, they implied that they had no intention of doing the half street replacement like the water district did.
Right.
I mean, they literally replaced the whole half street. They said that they were only, depending on the circumstance, it was like a 4x8 patch, and they were actually going over and above what they were even required to do. It still has left our streets in an absolute patchwork of, I mean, it's almost made where they didn't upheave and cut open the road. It's almost made all of that old stuff just is crumbling apart
okay.
at the seams and at the center lines.
All right.
Yeah, and some of the cuts are ridiculous.
It's really hard on our electric scooters.
Right.
Well,
it
sounds
really
like
it's really
yeah.
hard
yeah.
for the kids cruising around.
And then
Rain's
yeah.
running.
Those are cool. Yeah, Rain's, his paws are getting
yeah.
messed up.
Yeah.
A Formula One.
It's an issue.
Sounds like it, yeah.
My poor Tesla.
That or me.
Oh, don't even bring up Formula One because somebody said, if Formula One can repave the whole strip, why can't they do our road?
That's a good point.
Really?
It's a great point.
They paid
right.
for it, I was going to say.
It was more than that.
Yeah, I was going to
well,
say.
That's what
yeah.
they're still on
yeah.
for.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Wow.
So, yes, I will have them come check it sooner rather than later. Before.
It's yeah. not, I don't,
gotcha.
It might initiate another conversation.
Yeah, or if anything,
get
like
you on the replacement part.
Or to do a seal and have it all like at least look like it kind of
matches.
Matches the same surface.
It's blue diamond. It's
right.
Blue diamond
it's get a slurry.
It's very. It goes beyond rural though. I mean, it just looks a mess.
Just try out the best part of the street.
Yeah. Right. All right.
Do we get anywhere on the park deal, or is that put to bed? It's not going to happen.
It's with parks and. And budgeting,
but there is an item in the queue for them to think about.
Absolutely, that's why I come here and do that every year. Yeah, so it's
is that the wish list thing?
It's
yeah.
the wish list thing.
Oh, good luck.
Listen, I did what I needed to do for it. It's we've told them it's something you want, so now it's up to
we
them
found
to
a new inspiration.
I
from
it
St. George with all the
I know.
Rocks. That was pretty cool.
It's really cool, yeah.
All these children were basically climbing on the rocks.
Oh,
big large boulders and
that's a neat idea.
It was actually made. It fits the area.
It really does.
We they recently did a snip limit project up in Indian Springs, and something like that was one of the choices they had that was very natural and lots of climbing.
Mm-hmm.
And it was very similar to what you sent me, so it's
mm-hmm.
pretty cool. So, mm-hmm. if there were to be, if they get to the point where they say, "Oh, we're ready to do an improvement here," they aren't just going to say, "Oh, this is what you're going to get." They'll come out and do a design review. They'll have to do a design review. They'll come to you guys and get your input. So, which is how I think it should work anyway. Instead of us just saying, "Give us this," when they're ready, I think they should come, and that's what they'll do. So. It could be that climbing thing, you know, when it gets to that point, then we'll all get together and talk about it.
Max and Amelia might be in high school. It's all right.
I would appreciate it. It'd be great.
Either that or put a gate into the schoolyard. Because of that playground.
Oh, good luck.
For the older
you can
kids.
Talk to the school district about that. They don't play real well.
Just the Polsky thing. We'll just cut the fence.
Oh, sorry.
At the end of the night, you know.
Oh yeah,
there's
no way they'd give us access to let the kids go play over there.
Last day tomorrow for me.
Are you retiring?
Wow.
No, I'm going to Pahrump.
Really?
Yeah, because I'm rural, baby.
The Wild West, dude. Man.
Right. Those are my people.
In Nye County, it's a whole different country.
Right?
I know.
Across that.
These colors don't run.
Yes.
Oh my.
Good high school, though. We used to play them in Moapa. They're 3A out there. I think I could kill
them. You're seriously going to
Okay.
Well,
yeah.
Good for you.
He's just
good
hoping for
them
a
too.
Lot of
they do need help. That's exactly what I'm going out there. My kids don't need help.
Yeah,
they're fine. They're
Summerlin
kids. They're rich.
They're
rich.
Do they have electric charging for your Tesla while you're working?
No, I just got to make sure the battery doesn't. I got to take it easy.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Gets me over the hump, then I just.
That's on our SOT, right? That's on our SOT. Our principal wants a $30,000 Tesla parking.
Really?
Extension cord like they do with fire.
I'm like,
what?
1 mile
per hour.
Well, they might have like a hamster.
Yeah. Well, God, don't be mean to their neighbors. Sandy Valley elitist.
They cut the road up. They destroyed their road. Now they can't leave.
You're going to drive all the way up there?
Administrator.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Well.
I shouldn't say that out loud.
I know we're being recorded.
Okay.
Getting a little too comfortable here.
Okay.
We're all having a lot of fun here. So let me just announce
that
the next meeting date is on January 31st of 2024, though I can see we have a change to be made to the
we'll
review
the
agenda here. This will be for 2024.
Yes, it will.
Am I allowed to make that change, you know, suggest that change now, or do I have to wait till the next week?
Nope.
and of course, we voted to skip the end of December 1 at the beginning of 2023.
You guys can all come here between Christmas and New Year's and have a meeting, but
right.
I'll be at home.
But we can't talk to each other, right?
Yes. Right. Oh,
you
can
do an agenda and post it.
Just do it in silence.
Knock yourself out.
So I hereby adjourn this meeting. Thank you.
Hey,
Chi-Chi,
don't leave.
You're trouble.
Detention.
No, it's good.
I have some wrong questions.
I never could get that game waiver to come up in that document.